Welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast, where we share knowledge, philosophies, wisdom, and insight to help you on your journey in both sport and life. Introducing your host, Rob Riles.
Hello, and welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast. Welcome along to another edition. It's Rob Riles welcoming you to the program. If it's your first time, this is your first episode you're listening to, look, we talk about leadership, we talk about management, we talk about coaching. Yes, in the beautiful game, but also in the wider sphere of sport and, of course, in life. So welcome along, check out our other episodes and fill your boots with whatever wisdom you can glean. And I hope it helps in some way on your own journey of leadership in your own life. So today I want to talk about one or two things. And as you sometimes hear me say, I pick up learnings from, hopefully, my week. And I like to pass them on and use them as points of reference that maybe will help you on your journey in leadership. So what do I want to talk about this week? Well, the first thing that I want to talk about this week is vulnerability. And look, part of my work in life is, it's a blessing. It's challenging, and I make no bones about it. Sometimes I do feel like, I ask myself, have I come to the end of what I'm doing? But I help people who've got challenges and problems. That's what we all do in life. We solve people's problems. We get paid for doing that, don't we? In no matter what sphere, that is what you're doing. If you're selling, if you're creating a business, etc., etc. And the point of this, that little story, is that I often see people who are at what you might call a low ebb. They're frustrated. They might be angry, they might be sad, they might be struggling, and they might have a problem. In fact, they probably have all of the above. And look, they are in a vulnerable state. And what I want to say is, as a lesson for all of us, and that includes me as well, obviously, I have to keep reminding myself, it is okay to be vulnerable. It is okay to be human, because you are one if you're listening to this, unless you're a being of artificial intelligence, which may take over the world at some point. But until that happens, you are a human being listening to this podcast. You have emotions, you have a physiology, you have a setup, you have a system that works in a certain way. Sadness, vulnerability, feeling threatened, feeling frightened, being scared, angry, upset, feeling unable to continue, wanting to quit, are all part of human life. Let's get this clear. It is okay to feel like that. You can feel let down. You can feel as if you've got nowhere to go. You do not know where to go. You could feel at the end of your tether. You could feel suicidal. And if the statistics are anything to go by, at some point in life, a good percentage of people do, mainly men. So, welcome to the club of life. This is not a religious podcast. It doesn't matter whether you're atheist, agnostic, Christian, Hindu, Muslim, whatever your belief or faith. But just as an example, and it's the only example I can bring to mind because of the paucity of my knowledge of the religions of the world, but in the Christian religion, the archetypical hero, the one that's held up in front of everybody, is Jesus Christ. And in the story of Christ's life, he is the one who is the one we're all supposed to follow. If you follow that doctrine, he was brutalized and nailed to the cross. Obviously, and on the cross, he broke down. I think we can forgive him for that, can't we, after everything he went through? I don't mean to be facetious when I say that. And he said something like, I believe, if I'm correct, and somebody can put me right if I'm not, my God, why have you forsaken me? Like, the one I believe in, I am now all alone. You have left me to die. That is breaking down and being vulnerable. And if, as an example, the one who's held up to be the example we should all follow, if you follow that doctrine, as I said, can break down, then so can you. It is okay for everything not to be okay. Let's get that straight. It's a great lesson because it will stop you being frustrated all the time. It will stop you being on all the time. And it will open you up to other people. How many of you feel it's not okay to be open and honest? I'll hold my hand up and say that. I'm just guilty of ploughing on all the time. Everything will be okay. Under the surface, you feel rotten. But you're just ploughing on. Now, I'm not talking about every single second of the day being hysterical about the slightest thing. You know what I'm talking about. But there's a balance. And yes, we have to shoulder responsibility as leaders. We have to live with all the grace we can muster, all the courage we can muster. And we do that no matter what, to the best of our ability. And you can bet your bottom dollar that things are going to go wrong left, right and centre. They're going to break down one thing after another. Frustration after frustration after frustration. Building a business. Creating a property empire. Managing a football team. Working. Family. Relationships. How can anything else go wrong? Have you ever asked yourself that question? If you have, welcome to being a leader. Welcome to being a manager. And welcome to being a coach. It's how we deal with it. You know, life is not about happiness. It is not about seeking happiness. If you are a happiness seeker, you may well be off track and you may well be searching for the holy grail that doesn't exist. Happiness does exist. It's that, you know when we're happy, we feel it. It's beyond description, okay? But if you are constantly searching for happiness, I think your life will be more of a struggle than if you take a different perspective. From my very limited life experience, but gleaned from some of the people I admire the most, previous authors, people who've departed, people who are still alive, people who I think are worth listening to, people who talk about the Stoic philosophy, Jordan Peterson, Viktor Frankl. Life is about adventure and meaning. It is about testing ourselves, serving others, and seeing what we are about and learning about ourselves in the service of other people. In serving others, we serve ourselves automatically. It is about finding out how great we are. That is what we are built for. All our physiological systems reward the heroic life. Beware of security and comfort. History tells us that it destroys. We are not built for comfort. We are not built for security. We go mad. We start creating our own issues and our own difficulties because we need a challenge. We are built for growth. We are built, as again Jordan Peterson says, like unbelievably in Maps of Meaning, I mean many of his talks. We are built to convert the unknown into the known. We are built to live on the edge. We are built to be heroes and heroines. We are built to stand and face our greatest fears. Our greatest growth, our greatest joy, our greatest achievements will come from facing that which we fear the most. Easy to talk about, easy to read, easy to listen to. A different ball game to do, but that is where it exists. This week, I interviewed a young Northern Irish football coach. He's living his own life. He's doing things his own way. He's a young author also. He's coached on five continents. He's been an academy director. He gave us an amazing interview on Leader Manager Coach, and it's coming up pretty soon. He is a perfect example of somebody who courageously took a small step and then took another one and faced his fears, faced his challenges and got on with it. And in the process of doing so, he's really living a life. But in the process, self-admittedly, he says, I have found myself. The place you fear the most is the place you most need to look. That is what we're built for. People say, well, I want to get to the top of the tree. I want to be the best I can. I want to get to the top. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And there's everything right with that. The world is hierarchical. There's nothing wrong with wanting to sit at the top table. It is not egotistical in a bad way. Because what you will have to become to get there solves that moral dilemma. But if you want to rule a kingdom, take your eyes off the external world. Take your eyes off, first of all, being the CEO of the biggest company in the world and become the CEO of the biggest company in the universe. What do I mean by that? First of all, rule your own kingdom. Rule yourself. Discipline your inner mind. Structure your life. Get things in order. Know yourself. Understand your values. Live by them to the best of your ability. Deal with your own stuff before you try and take on the general managership of the world. Live your own kingdom. Rule your own kingdom. It is the first step on the ladder. You cannot live a haphazard life of unstructured, ill-disciplined chaos and sit at the top table you want to sit at with confidence, knowing that you sit there and have paid the price. And as leaders and managers and coaches then, if on our journeys, it seems like it's constantly one damn thing after another, doesn't it? Player goes down, another injury. Another disaster, a pandemic, a financial issue, I've lost my job, another start, a family problem, challenge after challenge after challenge. Once again, welcome to the path. It means you are being gifted with the things that are forging you into the thing that you need to become in order to sit at that table. And on the way, you'll be racked with emotions all the time. You're tired, you're fatigued. You might be angry, you might be upset with people. Nothing seems to be where you want it to be. And look, half the battle is being able to live with uncertainty. I once heard it said that the definition of happiness is living with uncertainty, of how much uncertainty you can live with. It's holding all these paradoxical things, these frailties, these lack of finances, these personal challenges where you're in relationships where you're supposed to be together and you're supposed to love each other and you're supposed to be strong, and yet there's all these frustrations. We have to hold these things in this constant tension in order to traverse the path and get through it, because tomorrow will be another day and 8 hours of sleep will heal you. These are the things and the thoughts that we need to hold in our minds and share with other people who are with us on the journey. We cannot solve it all at once. We have to learn to live with this tension and these paradoxical things that life throws up and brings to us. It's a mystery and we cannot solve it all. I heard something absolutely amazing this last week, because I think this is something that we're all at some point in our lives faced with. What am I here for? Why am I alive? Who am I? What am I here for? What am I supposed to do? As Napoleon Hill said in Think and Grow Rich, what is your definite major purpose? I remember reading that book when I was, I can't remember how old, probably in my 20s. And it floored me. I never really got on with the text, to be honest. But maybe I need to revisit it. But nailing down my definite major purpose was a worry and a concern for me. But that aside, that may be something that you think too, well, I've never really thought about it. What's the one thing that I'm here to do? Maybe there isn't one thing. Maybe it's a false idol to want to find that one thing. You're probably extremely lucky if you do. But going through that struggle of finding that one thing, that's maybe something you need to go through. But maybe you can't find it. And what I want to come to is what I heard this week. If you cannot find that one thing that you need to nail your hat on, that you need to focus your gaze on and work towards for the rest of your days, it's too magnanimous, it's too big, it's too lofty, then what about choosing a better goal? And what is that goal? Well, make it more general. And from one of the greatest minds who's alive today, set your goal to be nothing more than a truth-telling hero. Four words, a truth-telling hero. And no matter what comes across your path, run it past that four-word mantra. A truth-telling hero. I will speak the truth here. I will live the truth. I will do what is right and best. And I will live courageously as a hero or heroine. I'm not sure you'd go far wrong in your life if you applied that mantra to every challenge that came across your path. It would be an interesting experiment. And that kind of brings us back to the point that I'd probably like to leave you with on this episode. And that is, it's about being the CEO of your own life. It's about being the hero or heroine in your own life. You may look at your life and say, well, I don't sit at the top table. I'm not on the management committee. I'm not a Premier League manager. I run a kids' non-league team. I work in a nation where football isn't the greatest sport. I work voluntarily. I'm just a family person, a family man, a family woman. I run a small business. So what? If what you are doing is serving others and fills you with joy, and you are with people you love in your family, you are creating a dynasty. You are a model, a role model, and it will pay you back in buckets and buckets and buckets. If you are not in your life where you want to be, take a baby step towards where you want to be, but be a truth-telling hero or heroine. And do not avert your gaze and allow a green-eyed monster of jealousy and resentment to filter into your life vision and think that you are failing because you are not sitting with the celebrities as you see them. Celebrity is not where it's at. As I've said before, people say that celebrity is like a genie. Once it's out of the bottle, you cannot put it back in. Beware of what you wish for, but be certain you can be the hero or heroine in your own life. Make it happen. Leader, manager, coach. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
The Leader, Manager, Coach podcast is available via the Leader, Manager, Coach app. Download it now to access the rich resource of unique, insightful and educational material to help you on your own journey in football, sport and life. Leader, Manager, Coach. For the game. For life. Available now on Google Play and Apple App Store.